Let's just start by sitting in an alert posture, yet relaxed, and keeping the feet connected with the ground, feeling the soles of the feet on the ground, feeling the support of the earth, the hips supported in your seat. Notice the entire spine, feeling the length of the spine. The shoulders, let them gently rest away from the ears, bringing some softness to the shoulders if you can. And the hands can rest on the lap or one palm in the other, or even finding a place on the body where it's soothing to place the hand there. It could be at the heart, the belly, the throat, solar plexus. Somewhere on the body that feels good, feels comforting. Even if it's just for a few moments. Nodding the chin slightly to elongate the neck. Sending the crown of the head up towards the sky, lengthening the spine. Notice the eyes and the jaw. See if you can bring some ease, invite softness into the eyes, into the jaw. We tend to strain our eyes and clench our jaw often. Just allowing the body to be awake and at ease. Bringing your awareness to the breath now and following the inhale and the exhale. The eyes can be open or closed, and if they're open, just gazing at a point that's not distracting, somewhere on the floor ahead of you. Following the full length of each breath. Following the inhale from beginning to middle to end. And the exhale from beginning all the way to the end. It's noticing each breath, how each breath is different. Bringing our conscious awareness to this act of breathing. This is what connects us with the present moment. With each breath, we can inhale ease and spaciousness. With each exhale, letting go. Taking a few conscious breaths, feeling the whole body breathing, the whole body sitting in this posture. feeling the rhythm of the breath, this nourishing breath. You can continue to follow the breath and make this your practice, or if you wish, exploring working with some emotion that's present. Maybe bringing to mind some situation, not too difficult, not too easy, something that might have arisen in your life that needs some of your attention, brings up some emotions. Bringing whatever this is to mind. Visualizing the situation of what happened, who was there, what was said or done. And then labeling it, noticing, what is this feeling that came up? What is this that comes up when I think of this situation? There might be more than one. Let's see if you can find the strongest one, or one that you'd like to work with. So noticing what this is, it could be confusion, shame, some fear, maybe some irritation or anger. These are all human emotions that we all feel, we all go through. Maybe there's longing or grief or sadness. It could be subtle or intense. And then as we identify that emotion, in a soothing voice and a gentle voice in your mind silently to yourself, you can just name it, saying, oh, that's sadness, or that's grief. That's irritation. So really acknowledging it and noticing it a few times, giving it some awareness, some attention. And in a gentle and understanding voice, as if you were validating this for a friend who's in need, saying to yourself, that's what this is. This is sadness. This is irritation. No judgment, just noticing. Just doing that for a few moments. With the breath still happening in the background, still aware of the breath, adding this extra layer of awareness. And now expanding the awareness to the body as a whole. Just feeling the body breathing. And noticing where in the body you might feel this emotion that you noticed. Sometimes we feel a tightness or a heaviness or some other sensation that tells us there's something going on. So the body has a lot to share with us if we listen. Just noticing where in the body this can be felt. If there's more than one place, staying with the place where it's felt the most strongly. Could be some muscle tension or general achiness or tightness. Just a little bit of discomfort. However it presents itself, even if it's really subtle, something's a little different here. Doesn't feel quite the same as usual. It's really giving that part of the body your full awareness. Kind attention. Inclining gently towards that spot. And now softening into that location in the body. If you can, see if you can allow the muscles, give them permission to soften. They've been holding so much in this part, so much of what you're feeling. Just letting them know it's okay to soften, to be gentle. Animals in the wild, when something happens to startle them, they have their reaction, they freeze. Or they flee. Or they fight. And when it's all over, they shake it off. They don't hold it in their bodies. We as human beings tend to hold these things in our bodies. So now setting this intention to soften in this part of the body. It's as if you would in a warm saltwater pool. Even just softening around the edges. And now soothing this part. Maybe placing a hand there, your awareness there. Send some soothing to this part of the body. Sending kindness and compassion to this part. Even sending some soothing words, some gratitude, reminding yourself it's not your fault. These things happen. Just as you would a friend. Imagine warmth and kindness flowing into this part of the body. Even if it's difficult to feel that, setting an intention to send that to yourself, to this part of the body. simply being with it and paying some kind attention to it can change your relationship with it. Maybe there are some comforting words. I'm sorry you have to go through this right now. This must be difficult. It's amazing how these words really work when we say them to ourselves. We often are hard on ourselves. We have that critical voice, the inner critic that comes up. So allowing comfort, care. Understanding. At any moment, you can simply come back to the breath. Just notice the in-breath and the out-breath. Taking a break whenever it's necessary. And then beginning to allow whatever that feeling is in the body, even if it's uncomfortable, see if you can soften around it to allow it to be there. Everything changes from one moment to the next. So rather than wishing it away, just allowing it with awareness and kind attention. It may even dissipate over time and get easier to handle. Allowing yourself to be just as you are in this moment. As much as you possibly can. So, softening, soothing, and allowing. And then letting go of this practice and coming back to the breath. Just letting go of everything except the breath. And feeling the body breathing. Resting with the breath, following the rhythm.